This fall, New Yorkers will have their first ever opportunity to vote early in November's elections. Polls will be open a full 10 days before the November 5th election day. But as WXXI's Karen DeWitt reports, the logistics will vary depending on where you live.
Laura Ladd Bierman, executive director of the League of Women Voters of New York State, says she's hopeful that voters will be eager to take part in an option already offered in 38 other states.
It will tell people, oh my gosh, I can go vote at this place anytime, you know, for 9 days before Election Day.
Early voting begins Saturday, October 26th, and it continues through Sunday, November 3rd. But the rules on exactly where to go to cast a ballot might be confusing. In New York, individual counties make up the rules for voting, so there's no uniform statewide system. As a result, the procedures for when and where early voting will happen will be different in each county. Bierman says 18 counties, including Erie, Monroe, and Onondaga counties, will offer a choice of several different polling places. 34 counties with relatively low populations and numbers of registered voters are each required to have just one site for everyone to access at the County Board of Elections. Some of the counties in northern New York cover wide swaths of land, though, and some voters might have to drive a couple of hours to reach their county site. 9 counties, including the 5 boroughs of New York City and Albany, Westchester, Suffolk, and Orange counties, are assigning voters to just one polling site for early voting. That's because all of their voter records are kept on paper. They have not been digitalized, and they can't easily transfer the information on the voter rolls from one site to another.
They are paper poll books that you sign in on.
The counties lack 2 key pieces of equipment. One is an electronic poll book, which would allow any poll worker at any site to access a voter's registration information. The other is what's known as on-demand printers. They would create access to all of the different ballots required for each election in the county. In a year of local races, that's a lot of ballots. Ladd Bierman says, in fairness, those counties and the others have faced obstacles. The money to set up the systems came late. Governor Andrew Cuomo's budget office did not release the full $10 million in funding approved in the April state budget until August 29th. Although the governor's budget office says there was no lag in sending out the funds, the money is to reimburse counties after they've already invested in the equipment needed for early voting. Bierman says there are also security concerns about the voter rolls.
There was also issues on getting the staff trained on it. There's always cybersecurity issues. You know, what are we doing to make sure that that's not accessible to hackers?
2019 is a local election year, and turnout is traditionally lower than years when there are statewide or presidential contests. Ladd Bierman says she's hopeful that the kinks can be worked out of the system by the 2020 presidential elections next year, when there's expected to be keen interest in the contest.
This is a great way to try the system and figure out what didn't work, what more the counties needed for support or training or money. And so that in the 2020 election, we can have it really running well.
The League of Women Voters has set up a website to help voters, listing information from the local county boards of elections about sites and times when polls will be open. It can be reached through their own website. Ladd Bierman says if voters don't want to vote early, they have to remember that their polling place on Election Day will likely be different from the site where the early voting is taking place. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.